resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It's Monday Live. Thank you so much for joining us. U.S. rejects Iran peace deal as Trump threatens a storm of new strikes. Oil surges. Gas prices up 56% in the USA. 47's approval rating lowest in history, spelling doom for Republicans in the midterms. Plus, draft to be reinstated. Must watch, share, live transmission from alexjoneslive.com. That's the mothership, the destination for all the audio and video feeds, articles, special reports, special events, and more. alexjoneslive.com. Please bookmark it and share it. alexjoneslive.com. All right, Mike Adams is joining us on the AI takeover and more. Enrique Tarrio on the police state being established against the Patriot and Liberty Movement, and Gorka's national directive last week, his terrorism czar, saying that he's going to go after their political opponents. That's all coming up. We'll also open the phones up in the second hour today. Mike is on in the third, Tarrio in the fourth hour. So look for all of that. We've got all the latest on Iran and the incredible military activity in Europe, in the Middle East, in Asia, in Cuba. I mean, it's beyond heated up. We are in a new world war. People don't seem to know that. We'll explain the different forces, the different factors, and why things are moving so quickly. We had a nuclear reactor in the UAE hit by drones and on fire. Iran did not take credit. UAE says the missiles didn't come out of any place controlled by any of Iran's militia or Iran. Then Israel's biggest missile factory that makes interceptor missiles and other missiles blew up, as you know, Saturday evening into Sunday morning. And Iran did take credit for that. Huge mushroom cloud. But then Israel said, no, it was just an accident or something. Then you had over 1,000 drones fired at Russia. Russia shot down over 600. They claim a video of apartment buildings being blown up by them. Civilian targets being hit. Now Russia's responded with its biggest attack yet on Ukraine, centering in and around Odessa, but also other areas. We'll be getting to all of that. You also have statements by Trump coming out on Truth Social saying all vaccines are poison. They're, quote, all poison. And he came out and talked about transgenderism being a cult and brainwashing, and two men can have a baby, you can't change your sex. So he says and does these good things and does these bad things. Very, very bizarre. The biggest developments yet on the data centers, on AI, and exactly what they're planning and what's coming out of all of this. Congressman Chip Roy has responded to Jamie White, a reporter being murdered by individuals who'd been let out of jail over and over again by the Soros-admitted communist DA in Austin, Jose Garza. He's calling for a federal criminal investigation. He's calling for the state to override the county's power, which they can do, and to put the state government over Austin after there was a giant shootout with a bunch of crazed, psychotic teens who just randomly ran around trying to murder people and shooting up apartment buildings, shooting up fire stations, you name it. They had large parts of highways in North Austin shut down yesterday. Just wild. You can see the video of all that in the article up at alexjoneslive.com. And if Jose Garza has his way, they'll be released without bail. I just can't believe there were all these shootouts with the police and the police didn't kill them. Because this went on and on for hours, just chasing them around, shooting. The police are so restrained, though, because they know Jose Garza will throw them in jail if they defend themselves. That's really what happens. Yeah, if you're shooting at the cops, driving around in chases, and this went on for hours, I mean, you know, when the cops finally get you pinned down, they need to kill you. And that's how they used to do it. And the criminals were scared. But now, they didn't kill them. Just, I mean, this is like something out of a Hollywood movie. I could do an hour on this. This is crazy. And I'm telling you, they've had different think tanks do studies. Elon Musk spent over $40 million a few years ago trying to beat Jose Garza. These district attorneys, county attorneys, they're all elected. And because there's such election fraud in Austin, it didn't matter. Of course, Garza won. But that's just a microcosm into what it's like living under the left. It's just, people say, why do you live here? Well, it's where my family's from. It's where I've been since high school. It's where my operations are based. It's where my crew is. So this is where I was planted, and this is where I am now. Down the road, when we gear up this network, it'll still be a bureau here in Austin, but I do intend to set up a bureau in Nashville or a bureau in Sarasota, something like that. Because, yeah, I love Texas, and I'll still be back and forth in Austin, but I'm getting out of here. Okay, or we might move to a county that's got good internet north of Austin or something. I have to not live under this guy. Because if people carjack you, even with a gun to your head, you shoot them, you're going to prison. If you're a criminal, you don't go to prison. If you defend yourself and you're white, you go to prison. It's unbelievable. So that's all coming up and how it ties in to the blue cities, the ongoing crime waves there, wherever else crime is imploding. But what's going on with these teenagers, man? Just randomly going around shooting up apartment buildings, randomly driving around shooting up businesses, fire stations. Just what the hell? And they're not dead. Shooting at police. This went on and on and on. Not dead. As soon as they're out of bullets, kill them. Good Lord. Spare us the trouble. Holy mackerel. Anyways, I'm digressing. I'll get to that later. I have a tendency to say, coming up, then I just start covering. I want to show you this. And the same type of scum killed our reporter and then bragged how they killed that white cracker and made a rap song about it. One Mexican extremist, the anti-white black extremist, and then they were the adults, so they got charged at least. They came to get 25 years. Garza's trying to give them less than that. So now it's going to trial. And the other two teens were even recorded bragging how they were so excited and took part killing our reporter, Jamie White. And we were the ones that got the audio. The police department didn't even want it when Brandon Morello offered it to them. These guys are such punks, they posted it online. And then they finally got interested, and that wasn't even used. And then those two punks were let go. That's right, two of the guys that killed Jamie White, totally free. Isn't that nice? He's dead now. And that's the Hispanic punk. It's the black punk killed him. They're all in on it. So that's how this works. Absolutely disgusting. See, I'm already covering it. I'm getting mad. Let's go to John Bowen's report on AI that just came out so I can get myself refocused because I just got really pissed. I just hope I never see Jose Garza on the street. I'm not threatening him. I'm just saying I've seen his Zoom hearings and stuff where he calls his other employees comrades and all this crap. And these judges and people know when they release these violent offenders, they know they're going to reoffend and kill us. It's like, again, releasing black widows in somebody's bed so when they crawl in bed at night, they get bitten. They're doing it on purpose. It's funny to them. Open season on white people. And I'm tired of it. And people aren't putting up with it anymore. But these crazy anti-white thugs, they kill plenty of blacks and Hispanics, too. It's wrong. It's wrong when anybody dies, gets killed for no reason. But hearing about how I'm so bad because I'm white all day, when anybody who's white can tell you, all these universities, big corporations, if you're a white man, need not apply. They even officially say it. One of the top medical schools in the country just publicly said, no white men. Imagine that. What did I do? I'm 52. I didn't grow up in Jim Crow or wasn't alive 200 years ago during slavery. What does that have to do with me? But anyways, it's all part of divide and conquer. I'm going to get more into AI with Mike Adams in the 1 o'clock hour, but I want to play this report just to set the table here and give you a little prelude of some of the big stuff we've got, how important this is. And then I'm going to jump into these amazing statements by President Trump. Here's John Bowen's report.
There is a fear in your generation that the future has already been written, that the machines are coming, that the jobs are evaporating, that the climate is breaking, that politics is fractured, and that you are inheriting a mess that you did not create.
The question is not whether AI will shape the world. It will. The question is whether you will help shape artificial intelligence. We do not know the precise contours of what this transformation will look like. But what we do know is it will require each of us to adapt in ways that we cannot yet anticipate.
The rise of artificial intelligence is the next industrial revolution.
Data centers are devouring American homes in a brazen land grab fueled by the technocracy's AI boom, and everyday families are paying the ultimate price.
Imagine you work for a $2 billion company and you roll up to work one morning and you find out that your 401k contribution will no longer be matched by the company because they are interested in putting that measly amount for their employees, that little itty bit for a $2 billion company, into AI research, AI processes in the name of efficiency. And then you read what your company's spokespeople say and they go, this is actually a positive signal in the labor market. This is good. This is an investment back in our people for their long-term future.
Across the United States, utility giants and big tech allies are wielding eminent domain like a club, bulldozing generational properties under the guise of progress and energy needs. Sold as innovation, now revealing itself as a ruthless corporate takeover, where your backyard, your farm, or your childhood home becomes collateral damage for server farms that guzzle power like there's no tomorrow. This assault is hitting hard in states like Georgia, where Georgia Power is targeting families in Coweta County to clear paths for massive transmission lines supporting a $17 billion data center project in neighboring Fayette County.
Although nobody in this town wants a damn data center, our commissioners still approved it. So therefore, Georgia Power is using easement rights to force homeowners, longtime homeowners, old homeowners into selling their family properties and their family homes so they can be torn down and power lines be extended to support these data centers.
Similar nightmares are unfolding in Pennsylvania, where rural families like Brenda Rizzo's 101-acre farm stare down 240-foot towers for AI data centers. Nationwide, the scale is staggering. Nearly 3,000 new data centers under construction or proposed, piling onto thousands already operating, with rural America bearing the brunt.
Construction is either in final planning or even in progress in a ton of not-so-remote areas. Forget the ones that are already built already. There's thousands of them all over the country. But you have Phoenix, Arizona, Atlanta, Georgia. Actually, that's becoming like one of the biggest major hubs with dozens more planned. Columbus, Ohio, Reno, Nevada, Quincy, Washington, El Paso, Texas, Santa Teresa, New Mexico, Imperial County, California, Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, Kansas City, Missouri, and one of the biggest ones, Salt Lake City. They want to build one there that is twice the size of Manhattan. Now, despite residents vehemently opposing this, like they went to the town hall meeting and they were like, no, everybody was like, no. Somehow, it was unanimously approved by the Box Elder County Commission.
For hell's sake, grow up.
These hyperscale behemoths demand insane portions of electricity and land. Wake up, America. Your deed means nothing when the New World Order grid demands it. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network.
Now, I saw a graph on this last week, and I checked it out. It was worse than the graph even said. I've got the graphs here. Coming up in the third hour, Mike Adams. The U.S. already has more data centers than anybody else in the world, as you can see there. But when these new ones are constructed, look there at the bottom. Blow that up. The United States already has more data centers than the whole world combined, and will have basically triple what anybody else has projected. Now, I know what's happening here. I know exactly what this plan is. Basically, nobody else does except Mike Adams. And I'm not just saying that to sound authoritative. This is important information. We've cracked the code. We understand what the whole thing is about. I will explain it coming up. But it is beyond just a Ponzi scheme. It's beyond the new bubble. That's one level of it. It's about a two-tiered system of discrimination where the corporations that own and run the machines are given liability protection above the law. That's what they tried to pass in Congress. Trump sent executive orders. And then they will be able to have all the energy they want, and you will have nothing. And it will basically be the only industry left, so that through the social credit score, they will force you to adopt all the self-driving cars, all the control systems, or you will be turned off of the system. They don't just want the physical AI to run all the cars and appliances and jobs. They're going to run you. Excellent article out of Zero Hedge today, and I talked about this over 25 years ago, and I wish we could find it. I tried to find it. A fan made a 2-minute audio thing where the person's stuck in their car, it's turned off because it's AI. They call the AI data center and it says, yeah, you haven't paid your bills, and so, you know, we're just going to turn your car off. Would you like us to send a drone and, you know, accept this form that it's going to kill you? Would you like to commit euthanasia? It was so powerful, but basically that's what's here. Here's the new headline. Cars are fast becoming dystopian prison pods. And again, I rented a car when I was in Miami to go on Patrick Bendavid 3-4 months ago. And it was interesting. It was AI. It was talking to me. It was telling me a police officer ahead. It was all in live time. It was jumping into my phone without me even trying to hook into it. And when I was stuck in traffic for a while, a lot of traffic in Miami, and kind of looking down, and it was true, not dozing off, but kind of like this, when stopping of traffic, it's like, do you have a problem? You need to rest. Do I need to pull over? And then the car would not have an accelerator when it was talking to me. And then I would, you know, get my eyes straight back up, and it would, and that's what it's based on, scanning your eyes with cameras. And when I talk about this, listeners call in, a lot of you in your car have had this happen. By law, all the new cars have this in them, okay? And not just here, but around the world. They got it all set up, all put in the same way. Just like in the first few months of the lockdown, whether you're in Australia, the U.S., Canada, it didn't matter. The restaurants all closed at first, and suddenly when you came back, they had QR codes. The menus were smaller. That was all through the WEF, through the World Restaurant Associations and things, all to train you. It's all about centralization of control. Your car isn't yours anymore. The kill switch mandate is real, funded and coming fast. It's already the law. Goes in this year. How many decades ago did I tell you this specifically? People are now finding those old videos and freaking out. Well, MIT said this like 25 years ago. Massachusetts Dems advanced bill to limit how far you can drive in your own car. That's 15-minute city. Same thing in the UK. Same thing in the Netherlands. And they're putting up all these private corporate cameras that hook into the grid. Now, when we come back, Trump has made 3 very interesting statements that are wild. One of them is he posted vaccines. They're all poison, with a hardcore video, 2.5 minutes long, exposing it. That's just one of them. What's he doing? Like, he'll say the right stuff, but then do the wrong stuff. Or he does the right stuff and some wrong stuff. That's why I say keep putting pressure on him, because when we do that, we get more good out of them than not. Some people say, oh, that's traitorous. Just totally don't lobby Trump. If the Democrats get in, I'm going to get on their ass on things I don't like. What are you talking about? We're going to go to break. Today is the last day on the buy one, get one free. This is an incredible buy one, get one free. You get our T3 purest, best atomic iodine, meaning on the periodic table, it's nothing but pure iodine. That's what goes into your cells. Most of the other iodine, well, all of it, is bound to something else. You don't get the same absorption. Unless it's Irish sea moss, that's one of the best organically bound ones that does go in. And it's apples and oranges, but it's excellent. That's just one of the main ingredients in Irish sea moss we have. But T3 is incredible. It is essential. Most cognitive problems are caused by this. Most people have iodine deficiency. It is amazing. Buy one bottle, get one free right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And Ultimate Life Force. You see this right here? This is the two top brands of spike protein, pro cardiovascular detox formulas combined. This is the best formula out there. It's a huge bottle. Just for your regular health, everybody should be taking this. Just for your manhood, you'll see what I'm talking about. It is amazing. Great for women as well. But everybody should be doing a spike protein detox because you didn't take the shots. It's in the environment. That's confirmed. Buy one bottle of this, get a bottle free. Or buy one T3, get a bottle of Ultimate Life Force free. Mix and match. That ends tonight at midnight. And we now have the Ultra Methylene Red capsules, the very same Ultra Methylene Red liquid formula, but they're in capsules concentrated, so they're extremely strong. It would take an hour to get into all of the high-quality organic ingredients that are in this. Because remember, when you get something with synthetic vitamins, it doesn't just not work, it's bad for you. And Big Pharma has bought up most of the big vitamin companies. Okay, so you got to be very careful. All of our stuff is the top of the line, not synthetic. Ultramethylene Red capsules are up to 50% off right now. If you're a subscriber, lock it in, cancel any time. You lock in 50% off. But for everybody else, 35% off. That first run is selling out quickly. Take advantage and get your Ultramethylene Red capsules now. And here's the deal. You're funding an organization in the information war against the globalists. The Alex Jones Network that is going to expand with more hosts and reporters and everything if you support us. You support us, you will see it. This is your operation. This is your insurance against the globalists to fight the next rollout of the next lockdown, the next viral attack, the one they want to bring in the national draft, endless wars. We have a big effect here reaching tens of millions of people thanks to those of you that support. You are the emissaries. You are the backers. You are the guts and the will and the heart and the soul of this resistance. You are the resistance, and I salute you. Those that have been supporting and encourage those that haven't, what are you doing? Our ultramethylene blue, our bovine colostrum, all of it is game changing. It all really works. Only stuff that really works. Get off the bench, step to the plate, step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Widest selection of Patriot apparel, ball caps, t-shirts, you name it. It's actually obnoxious. Almost 800 designs. It's obnoxious. I'll be trying to find some cool shirt I want to reorder. And I don't remember the exact name of it. It's a hassle. That's how good it is. It's good, but it's also a problem. TheAlexJonesStore.com. For those of you on the fence that never shopped there, it funds this network. It owns this network. It's bigly. We need your support. We want to expand, not just survive. We've got important work to do. Help me get it done. Stand beside me now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now take action. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and break the tyrant's will. We'll be right back. Stay with us.